Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
I kind of lost control of my mind and like was having panic attacks so bad that I was like hallucinating. So there was a lot to it. And I think that being at the same time as like the world shutting down, like there was just a lot of big changes.
Hey besties, welcome back to another episode of I Missed Me. My name is Mafian Suris. I am your host and I am so happy and so grateful that you're here. Today's episode is very random.
Yes, indeed.
And exciting because I have Sierra with me here. So I rented out a studio in LA and she is helping me with the audio. And I was supposed to have a guest and she canceled. And I'm like, do you just want to hop on and, you know?
And I'm like, sure.
Just having a conversation of like the amount of things she's done. And I'm like, do you just want to like jump in the podcast and tell everybody about yourself? Which is, I feel like super cool because there's a lot of people, and I've always had like the most admiration for people that are behind the scenes of everything. Like my dad, he has his like marketing events and my favorite people are always the ones that are like behind the stage, like working with the lights and audio, and like, because people don't see that. So they like never acknowledge them or like even are grateful for them. And it's like, they're the most important people.
Yeah, like this would not be happening.
Yeah, literally this would not be happening. So all of today's episodes would not be happening if it wasn't for you. So
thanks.
Welcome to I Missed Me.
Thanks. I'm so excited to be here.
We were talking about like relationships and stuff like between episodes. And I'm like, yes. Do you have a toxic like relationship story that you could like hop on and tell? And you were like, yes. And I'm like, okay, don't tell me anything about it. And I'll invite you to the episode, to the podcast, and we can talk about it. So welcome.
Thanks.
What story do you have for us today?
Oh my God. I'm like, okay, first of all, if you're watching this.
He's probably not.
But if you are, because he is insane. Chad, I'll call you by your name. So embarrassing.
Names and everything.
Like, why would I even go for... Oh, God. Like, that should be a red flag in itself. No offense Chad to future Chads or Chads out there.
But, or offense.
Or offense. Full offense, actually. Leave me alone. Anyway, so...
No, because he's still hitting up. That's crazy.
Just... I mean, okay, the thing is, I haven't talked to him since 2020.
4 years.
Yeah. And then he added me yesterday on something and I was like,
what are you
what
doing?
Are we doing? anyway, so yeah, the deal with this man.
When does everything start?
this is so crazy. Right before COVID started. So
2019?
2020. But like, I think the world shut down March 13th. So
it was that day. Yeah. It was like March 13th, like the world stopped.
It was like, literally. Oh, okay, here we go. So I would say probably like February, mid-February, we met. We met in Big Bear and he was a friend of a friend. And
how do you meet?
So my like childhood best friend is like a really, really good snowboarder. and I was with my best friend who we go, you know, snowboarding together. And she, him and I were together, and it was his friend that came along to barbecue at our cabin. Mm. And he was really funny. I didn't think he was cute at all in the beginning.
It's always like that.
But like, he had a good personality. Like,
yeah.
And so I was like, oh yeah, cool. And I didn't even think anything of it either. Like, I was just like, I never thought, ew, like, what? Like, mm-hmm. No, thank you. and yeah, I don't know. We like vibed, as corny and ridiculous as that sounds. And then we kind of just like got into it quick. And what I really did like about him, and I was like, oh, he's a good guy, is like the first night we like went out drinking at the bars and stuff. And we went back and I was like, I'm not like gonna sleep with you. Like, that's like not my thing. I'm not mm-hmm. like that type of girl. Mm-hmm. And he was like, okay, no worries. And I was like, I struck gold.
Thank you for the bare minimum.
Yeah, thank you so much for not making me sleep with you. Like, that is so nice. But yeah, anyway, fast forward. He lived in Big Bear. He was like a, I don't know, loser. But not that people that live in Big Bear are losers. I just hate him. But anyway, so yeah, he was like, let me drive down to like Orange County and take you on a date. And I was like, okay, sure. And so he did that. And then COVID hit.
Okay, so when he says, let me take you on a date, had he shown like any red flags before like taking you on a date? No. Or everything was like just super nice of him? He was like consistent.
Yeah.
Didn't show any inconsistency. Mm-hmm. He like picked you up.
Yeah.
Opened the car door for you, all of that. Yeah. Or really?
Yeah. Like, really good energy.
Okay.
And also, like, can't do him dirty in this way. He is a very funny guy. Like, he's a very funny, entertaining person to be around. So I was like, oh, this is good energy. Like, he's like nice, like, you know, like funny, opens my door, takes me to dinner.
Which is, again, the bare minimum, but like, you know.
Yeah.
Good first impression.
Definitely. And then we went on our date, and then fast forward maybe a little bit, I don't remember, he was at my house. And at the time, I had moved back in with my mom. So he was there, and then the world shut down, and he just
stayed. Dios.
And I was like, oh my God, this is crazy. Like, it was nice that, like, to have like somebody to go of through course. It with.
But you weren't dating.
No, we weren't boyfriend and girlfriend. And like, mind you, he did buy like groceries like for the house, like $500 or whatever. No, like, the panic buy. I know, not you like same thing for him. But yeah, then one night he was like, oh, like, I want to get you like a ring light for your endeavors. And I was like, okay. And he's like, here you go, like, I'm gonna go take a shower, like, you pick it out on my phone. And I was like, okay. And like, while I was on his phone, he like got a text from this girl like, when are you gonna come eat this cat emoji? And I was like, wait a minute, like,
why did it take me a second?
No, I literally was like, wait, like,
I'm like, wait, did he grocery shop for her too?
That's what I'm saying. No, it was so like, huh? Like, out of left field. I was like, how? First of all, how? Because, like, the world is shut down, and we are basically living together, and you don't leave. So how do you even have the, like, what? So I'm like, let me check on that one really quick. And, yeah, there was, like, nudes.
I'm shocked.
And all this stuff.
It took me a second. I was like,
I was
eat
like,
what?
No, literally, I was like flabbergasted. And then he got out of the shower, and I was like, I don't need a fucking ring light from you. I don't want anything. Get your stuff and go. Like, just go. And
what'd you find on the chat? Like, everything.
Oh,
just everything.
There was just like nudes. Like, just a lot of like lying to
Since
me.
When?
I mean, the thing is, this was so new, but like, I was just like, I don't have any room.
Like, it disrespect. Happened after he walked into your house.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, yeah. And then he somehow, like, I've never met a manipulator in my life like this. I've never been manipulated like this. Somehow convinced me, like, no, it's fine. And I was like, okay, whatever. So I let him back. And then it was with the ex asking, oh, who is this, when he posts me on his story? Oh, that's just the bartender. No, it's not. And then him he texted his ex holding up like $500 to a door saying like basically I'm like trying to pay you to fuck me right now. While he was staying at my house, he drove all the way up to Big Bear to the house that they lived together. Didn't know that either. And was trying to pay her $500 to fuck him one last time. Sent her nudes of me that I didn't know.
Of you? Wait, hold on.
Yeah. No. Like this man. Wait, is...
what is going on?
Like pictures of me. I didn't even know that were taken, were sent to her. That were sent to me from her. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? I was paying for his like PlayStation.
Wait, I have so many questions. Wait, hold on.
No, this is like the messiest situation I have ever been in.
This is going to be the favorite episode of a lot of people.
It's so crazy.
Wait, like, so at this point, was he still living at your house? Yeah. Like this was still COVID. Yeah. He was still living at your house.
This all happened like so fast.
And you were so manipulated that you just couldn't like bring yourself to kick him out, or you just couldn't kick him out, or like what was going on?
Yeah, so I think the first time that it happened, I was like,
the first girl that was like,
yeah, okay. I was like, okay, you know what, like we're not boyfriend and girlfriend. I do think it's a little disrespectful just because of the circumstances.
Like, you're living at my house, like what are you doing? Yeah,
and like we're obviously interested in each other, we're sleeping together.
Yeah,
I'm not that type of person, but I was like, I can't really like hold him accountable because he's not my boyfriend.
Yeah.
So that's fine. Let him have that. Also, he talked his way out of it. Yeah. I don't remember how, but.
And that's like what manipulators do. Yeah. So I like understand because yeah. they're always in the side of like, we're not dating. Like,
yeah,
she's crazy.
Exactly.
I didn't do anything.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I get it.
But yeah, so. Then I think the second time it happened, that was when I was like, this is just done. You need to get the fuck out of this house. Like, so he went and got an apartment.
Wait, so, and then he was sending your nudes to his ex.
So this
happened
a little later because at this point, I think he was already living in his own spot.
Okay.
And
she's the one that sent them to you being like, props to her. She was nice for that?
She was like coming at me for it.
She thought it was your fault.
She I don't know how much I should say about her because I've never met her.
Okay.
But she was very violent in the DMs and
to you.
Yeah. Very like threatening.
Oh shit.
And using those pictures. Like maliciously.
I'm gonna not post them. Warning. I'm gonna send them. I'm gonna
not like a hey girl, he sent these to me. It looks like girl. You weren't aware. It was like a you're a whore and now you have AIDS. And I'm like you guys both need to be locked up. Like institutionalized. Yeah, you literally
both need to like
you guys are actually perfect for each other.
Yeah.
Like you guys are actually so perfect. Like how dare I get in the way? Please have him take over his PlayStation payment that this big 30-year-old man, like
how old are?
I don't think he was 30 at the time. I think he was maybe 28 or something.
He
like
wasn't that.
That
much older than you.
I was 24.
4 years.
Yeah, maybe. I honestly don't know how old he is. Like I've watched so much. The only reason why this like came up fresh in my brain, and that's why there's so many like missing details, is because like after all of this, I was like, what, like. Get that out of my brain entirely.
Yeah, you feel like it's like PTSD that you like forget details, like it's foggy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Side note. This is like a complete sidebar because I just had another memory. This was so funny to me. We were in an argument. I don't think we were talking anymore at the time. I went to Arizona with my best friend and he was going off on me for I don't know what reason. Just to go off on me. He was like the type of like boom 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 texter.
Yeah, like where are you? I hate you, you're a bitch. Yeah, like
And so I was like, I'm gonna shut my phone off and he'll think that I blocked him. So I shut my phone off for like 4 minutes and I turn it back on and it's like
I'm gonna kill you. Yeah.
Like you're a C word. And because I got the message.
You're good.
Yeah, I liked it. And I was like, thank you. That's what all I've been wanting this whole time. Like, thank you. And he's like, that wasn't for you. Yes, it was. You thought I blocked you.
Even if it wasn't.
No. Crazy.
Who are like, you calling?
Like, crazy. Like, what? You have nothing to offer to anybody. You literally don't even have a fucking debit card. You carry cash only, which, what does that register as? I don't know. Drug dealer, perhaps. Trapper. I don't know what that is, but that is not my type of man. If you don't have a debit card, am I a bank? Do I look like Chase Bank to you?
Oh my gosh. How long did this go on for?
Not long. I think maybe 2 months. And then I was like, run me my fucking money. Like, I know you have the money that you owe me. And then he claimed...
You had gave him money?
The money for his PlayStation that I was paying for it because... Well, okay.
For a PlayStation?
So he had like a Fortnite membership or something. Because he didn't have a debit card, he would give me cash to pay for it on this account. And then we stopped talking. He wouldn't take my debit card off. And Chase Bank couldn't. So it was just getting racked up. So I was like, you need to bring me cash. He swore he left it in my mailbox and tried to pin it on my mom stealing it, which
what?
My mom and I have like a messy-ish relationship.
So it was easy for you to believe?
No, I was like, fuck you, dude. Like, okay, my mom is a lot of things, but she is not a thief and she is not going to steal money from me.
Yeah.
Like, but he was trying to pin it. And that's when I was like, I don't even want your fucking money. Like, that's fine.
You can
like,
give it.
So I just canceled my card and got a new one. And that was like the last that I ever talked to him until yesterday when he tried to add me.
What's going on? Did you ever like even get to like fall in love with him or anything? Like,
no.
Was it? No. It was just like a psycho creep, like behind you, like not leaving you alone. Or like, was there ever any attachment? Because I mean, I'm surprised, but I'm not, because I've listened to so many of these stories that it's just like, but I mean, sometimes like girls will stay because they're in love or because they're attached. Like, was this that type of situation, or was he just like a stalker you just couldn't get rid of?
I definitely had like a bit of, I guess it would be like Stockholm syndrome type thing, where I felt like, dang, where did the person that I met go? Because he was so like fun and nice. But my ex before him, like actual boyfriend before him, set quite a high standard. Although, like, towards the end, things got a little muddy and it was not what I expected out of him. I still knew his heart and, like, have seen how a good man is. And so I think that relationship taught me not to accept a
downgrade.
So, and also I was like, okay, this is just, like, fun. I knew that it was not, there was no longevity to it. I don't know really what the hell that was. It was a weird time, definitely, because I would never, like, there is nothing about that person that is on my, like, want list.
Right, like.
Except for maybe being funny, you know? But I think at the time it was just like, oh, this could be fun. But then it ended up just being so crazy. And even like now, like my best friend Danielle, she's the only person that really saw him as well for like who
he actually
showed
was.
In the beginning.
Okay.
And she loved him. Like her mom.
That's another
like,
thing too. Oh, is like,
you guys are going to get married.
Sometimes people don't understand why you stay, but like that person that actually like saw him from the beginning is like, I understand why you did.
Yeah. So I think, I mean, I would have never dealt with that. I'm just not the type of girl that will deal with that. I've had enough hardships in my life. I don't need a man to add on to that. So lucky for me, I didn't stick around. I wasn't like manipulated. I was just flabbergasted ultimately. Like I just had never been treated or spoken to that way. I cannot believe that people actually operate that way. I didn't know what like gaslighting was until him, even though it didn't work on me. I saw the like tactics. Like it was just like ultimately like it felt like I was discovering a new breed. Like yeah. I was like, this is like,
I understand 100%. It's like, and also it's just like, sometimes you try to stay and see if it's actually like for real.
Yeah.
Like I talked with this one guy and we had like this 2 year long like type of situationship where we like would talk for like 2 months, then we would stop talking for 6 months and then another 2 months again. And like the things he would say is just like, are you being for real? Like,
yeah,
maybe if I stay a little longer, like you're going to realize that you're not okay. Like, you know, like it's just like.
But you're not a therapist, babe.
No. Like,
you cannot fix him.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to be fixed, probably.
Besties, when I first started podcasting, an online store was the furthest thing from my mind. Now I'm selling hoodies with positive messages on the back, and it is so easy, all just because of Shopify. Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business, from the launch your online store stage to the first real life store stage, and all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whenever you're selling. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Besties, I truly cannot recommend Shopify enough. You guys know that I have a business and it is hosted on Shopify. So besties, sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/mafiansures, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/mafiansures now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Again, besties, shopify.com/mafiansures. Thank you so much, Shopify, for sponsoring today's episode. Besties, this is for everyone that's looking to learn a new language. Whether you have an upcoming international trip or want to connect with friends and family or a new culture, Rosetta Stone is for you. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program available on desktop or as an app, and it truly immerses you in the language that you want to learn. Rosetta Stone has been the trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages to offer, including Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, and so many more. And it immerses you in many, many ways. It has no English translations, which means that you really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. And I also love that it has speech recognition. It has a built-in true accent feature which gives you feedback on your pronunciation. It's literally like having a personal trainer for your accent. Besties, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started, and for a very limited time, I Missed Me's listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. Again, besties, that's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. I love you, besties, and I can't wait for you guys to start learning a new language.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Yeah,
nine out of ten times
they don't even know there's something to be fixed, like that. No. That's how they operate.
Yeah,
like it's actually like that. Do you think there's something that you had to like heal from after him?
Definitely there was a lot of trust issues, just because I haven't really had any like distrustful people in my life for the most part. Yeah. I've had a lot of like really good authentic relationships. I've had the same friends for basically my whole life. And so meeting somebody new and letting them in and then them doing that, it was like, oh, okay, like that is how people can operate. And my current boyfriend, it like really affected our relationship in the beginning, just because I was so afraid of how people, like, how do I explain this? I was afraid of the facade. Like, I didn't know
if every because new he person... showed he was such a good person at the beginning. You don't know if your boyfriend's going to do the same thing of, like, when is he going to change? You know, like, when is he going to, like, switch up? So you're just, like, always waiting for it.
Exactly. Like, literally my current boyfriend and I, on our first date, like, we did a little picnic in the park, and then we went and got sushi, and I left my jacket in the car, and I got up and grabbed my jacket and got back to the table and realized that I had left my drink, and I literally didn't drink my drink because I thought that he maybe he drugged me. And even though he was a nice guy, I just thought, this is just not going to last. And every time, I literally, like, thought that he was going to kill me. Like, which, the thing is, this previous man, like, he never laid a hand on me. He was never, like, aggressive in those ways. But I had never been treated that way or even met a person that had that type of mind that I just assumed the worst in everybody after him.
Yeah.
And so that was really hard to work through. I did have to go to therapy, actually, because it just ultimately really, really, like, developed into something deeper that I kind of lost control of my mind and, like, was having panic attacks so bad that I was, like, hallucinating.
Wow.
Yeah, so there was a lot to it, and I think that that being at the same time as, like, the world shutting down, like, there was just a lot of big changes and a lot of things that I, like, hadn't experienced. I mean, nobody experienced, like, a global pandemic before. So there was just a lot to digest. And now I'm okay, luckily. Good. But, yeah, I mean, there's so many things that, like, I look back and I'm like, how is that even a real person? Like, how? And he doesn't even think that it's wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, he's just, like, living on his life. And he never, like,
reached out to apologize or anything, have one more conversation.
No. Yeah, and it makes me wonder, like, if I were to add him back, would there be, like, a... What would the like opening an apology, line be?
Right, yeah.
I don't think that there's any
thing to say. Yeah, no.
I don't think that... I think you'd just be like, what's up?
Yeah.
And I'd be like, you're literally a fucking crazy man.
Yeah, no, thank you.
Like, we should have just been friends. That's all it ever should have been. Because and he would have been a good friend. And
probably been a good friend. Yeah.
He would have been the entertaining friend that made you laugh, and that's that.
How long have you been with your current boyfriend?
We started dating in 2020, like, I think it maybe was June was our first date. And then we have been official now for, like, 2 years.
Oh, right. You were, like, talking for a while, and then you started. What do you think is the key, and, like, what is that one thing that you've, like, recognized about, like, having a healthy relationship?
Oh, wow. You know what? I've never had a relationship like this one. I hope that everybody in their life can experience a relationship like this one.
That is so beautiful, and that is, like, the one thing that I've heard of, and it gives me chills because, like, I've just gone through, like, so many, like, different types of, like, relationships, and it's I've seen my friends get into, like, healthy relationships, and I love that that's the one thing they say is, like, I wish everyone gets to experience it, and it makes me want it even more, you know? Like, yeah.
No, definitely. I mean, it took a lot of time to develop into what it is now. Like I said, I was, like, my panic attacks and stuff, so my first panic attack was at his house, and I thought he drugged me. It was a morning after some wine, maybe one or two or three bottles of wine, so I was having a little bit of anxiety, and I had my daily matcha, and he was like, hey, I'm gonna hop on a call really quick, do you want, like, a emergency drink for, like, if you're not feeling well? And I was like, yeah. He made that and handed it to me and then went on his call. So at the time, I chugged the drink and I was lying down out on the balcony and I was just, like, you know, chilling, trying to, like, find my bearings. And I started hallucinating. And then I...
How is that?
Yeah, it was terrifying because I have like done hallucinogenics in my previous like young adult years.
Yeah.
So I couldn't comprehend what was going on. I went to the bathroom immediately. It made me sick to my stomach because I was like, what the hell is going on? And so I went to the bathroom to go throw up and I looked in the mirror and I didn't recognize myself at all. And I walked out and he was in the living room, like on the phone, and I like gripped his hand and I was like, hello, like I'm not okay. And he's still on the phone. You know, it's a business call. He's like very business orientated. And so, yeah, I don't know. I thought he drugged me and I got in his shower and I made him stand there and watch me shower because I didn't trust him, but I needed the shower apparently. And then I went in without a towel, just went and laid in his bed soaking wet after the shower. And I was talking to him apparently. I don't really remember this. I think I kind of blocked it out, but he said that it looked like I was like looking right through him when I was talking to him. And I kept asking him, like, what did you give me? And he was like, I didn't give you anything. And he also had the reservations of, I'm still a new person in his life. He didn't know if I was crazy. He didn't know how to digest the situation. And after that, I had a friend come pick me up because I couldn't drive because I had no idea what was going on. And
you told us they, like, that was a panic attack. Like, what was that?
Yeah, so we kind of came to the consensus, like, you cannot be focusing on anything but yourself right now, referring to me. And so we stopped dating and I went to therapy and I was in so many workshops about panic and panic disorder and derealization, depersonalization, so many things that I didn't
even... Is that what it is? Like, wow.
Yeah, it's terrifying. And I mean, luckily now, like...
Do you understand the root of that? After going to therapy?
Not the root. I've had a really tough upbringing. I mean, everybody says that. Everybody has their own story. For me, I have a lot of resentment and like confusion.
Yeah.
And I think that there was a lot that I had internally that I never worked through, that I kind of numbed myself to feeling anything. And so when you don't feel anything, or when you block everything out, your body still feels it. And I think that I just hit a breaking point.
Like, you were just storing so much and you were like choosing not to feel it, that you, like, your body just feels it for you.
Yeah. I think that maybe that was...
It makes a lot of sense.
The tip of the iceberg.
It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. But yeah, I went through, you know, extensive therapy and had to work on myself a lot. Like, an exhausting amount. But I mean, I'm the only person that I have, ultimately. And so after all those things, I was like, I'm still thinking about that guy. Like, we were still, you know, in contact here and there, but I like loved him. Like, I knew I loved him. And so I was like, hey, I'm going to this party tonight in LA. Like, you should come. And he came. And then the rest is history. But yeah, I would have never been able to have this relationship if I didn't go through the ugliest parts with him.
And he's like, just... He was so patient with you and understanding of, like, okay, you can't take care of yourself. And then when the time is right. Do you believe in right person, wrong time?
No.
Me either.
I don't. I believe in...
Right person, right time.
Right person, right time. I believe in wrong person, right time as well, which that's kind of backwards.
Really? Because I feel like every single person just teaches you something. And
that's why.
Yeah.
That's why. So I think for me, like, wrong person, right time is like the positive way of looking at people that have fucked you.
Hmm.
Like, it was the wrong person, but it was the right time to learn that lesson.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because same as you, I do look at people as lessons, like, respectfully. Yeah. I think that there's no way to grow if you aren't being challenged.
Challenged or praised, maybe, or respected or loved, or even like, you know, just Yeah. People can teach you the good and the bad about yourself.
Definitely. So, yeah. And I'm appreciative of all those moments. Like, they're tough. They can be really hard, and it can make you, like, really hate yourself or doubt yourself, or you can grow from it. Like, there's two ways that you can kind of go about it. And I've picked both routes in my life, and I know which one is easier, and I know which one I like better now. And I choose to grow from these things now. And I didn't always used to do that, you know? But I'm 27.
Do you think that was after, like, therapy that made you realize of, like, yeah, I choose growth?
I think that this has been in the past year that I've made this decision for myself. So, no, not from therapy. I think it was starting to learn how to set boundaries for myself. And I feel I've always been the friend that people go to when they need advice or when they're down or any circumstance, really, because one of my friends told me the reason why everyone comes to me is because I have been through so much more than everybody else, and they still see how strong I am. Mind you, that might not be the truth. I might not be as strong as I'm perceived, but that's how they perceive me.
You.
And so people come to me expecting me to have the advice and all these things.
The answer,
and but I hold on to them. I hold on to everything that somebody comes to me with. And it was weighing me down and it was exhausting. And so this year I was like, I need to set some boundaries. And
I can't be, I'm not anyone's emotional punching bag. I can't be carrying other people's shit. Like, I have my traumas to work through. I can't be.
Exactly. And so this is a recent thing, and we'll see if it sticks. I'm hoping it does, but yeah, I'm just not, I don't have the mental capacity anymore. I need to learn how to prioritize myself and grow, and I haven't for a long time.
Have you, after, you know, just deciding that you want to start setting boundaries and, like, I just can't keep carrying anyone's shit anymore, have you noticed this pattern of, like, losing relationships after making that decision?
You know what? I think the people that are in my life are majority. I would say 98% of the people in my life, I think, will be in my life for the rest of my life. I've had these friends.
Majority. Yeah. That other 2%, good luck.
Yeah. Well, because, you know, there is some where I am starting to see, like, no, paths aren't aligning, and I am not going to hoard friends that aren't healthy for me. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, my best friend Ralph, I've known since third grade. My other best friend Danielle, I met her briefly after family friends, so maybe around fifth grade, and then we officially met in our freshman year of high school. Like, all of my friends have been for, like, over 10 years. And so I know these people. I don't think that I will lose them by setting boundaries. I think it's more so like, yeah, girl, no worries. Thank you for still being there for me, because I will still be there for you. But to an extent, if it's hurting me, then I'm going to have to shut it down. But yeah, I don't think, luckily, the people that I have decided to involve myself with, I don't think I'll lose any relationships from setting boundaries.
And also letting people know that, like, the more that you work on yourself and the more that you, like, choose to grow, I feel like the more people that you're going to start losing, just because that's when you realize that some people just have you there to, you know, put all crutch. Of their traumas on you, and then, okay, I'm better, let me leave. And then when you set those boundaries, it's like, why can't I tell you what's going on in my life anymore?
Like, who else am I supposed to?
Yeah, who's going to carry my baggage for me? And it's like, no, I have my baggage too.
Like,
so
what the fuck are you talking about, girl? Like, my baggage is 8,000 pounds.
Yeah, and which is really good that you have, like, healthy people that you understand that are going to be understanding of, you know, the things that you're going through. But then a lot of people that listen is like, how do I know if I should cut my friends off? Or how do, well, first of all, if you're questioning it, then that's sign enough that you have to, like, let them go.
Exactly that.
But I feel like it's super important to have, like, healthy people that are vibrating in that, like, same frequency as you are, that are choosing to grow and, you know, that are, so Before I jump into my last question,
yes,
that I ask everybody that comes and I miss me, I want to give you a little gift that wasn't planned for you, but I think it's meant for you. So I have a clothing brand, and we were talking about it off camera, but my message with it is just basically that we're all strangers healing together. And mm-hmm. I didn't know you an hour ago, and now I know that you went through this traumatic experience that I'm never going to forgive Chad for.
Yeah, thanks, Chad.
But yeah, my message with the brand is just basically that we're all strangers healing together. And so just like be nice and be understanding with everybody that you have around you, because you never know what people are going through. So this is for you.
Okay, this is so cute.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Slay. Now that you have it on.
Yeah.
What does healing mean to you?
Oh God. What does healing mean to me? I think prioritizing yourself and finding comfort in knowing that the things that you went through aren't okay. But not sitting in it anymore, kind of just being able to move on and understand that it was a part of the process and necessary and beneficial for your development. I think ultimately at the end of the day, I am confident in who I am and how I process things and how I, you know, just look at life and treat people. And I wouldn't be able to do those things if I didn't sit in the bad and heal from mm-hmm. it. So healing is just, to me, developing myself further.
Hmm. You have a stranger in front of you that is about to go through all of the things that you've went through. What would be your biggest advice for a stranger?
Your parents are still learning too.
Wow.
Yeah. I think just realizing that this is their first time doing it as well. But hold them accountable. Or they're just going to fail at it. Yeah. They're still learning too.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. That is so healing.
Yeah.
And so true.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being here. There was not a plan, but I loved it. I loved it.
So funny.
Thank you guys so much for watching. Where can people find you? Well, your Instagram is disabled right now, but yeah. Where can people find you?
I just made a new Instagram, but I don't really care to have people there. Yeah. If you want to join, it's supposed to be anonymous, but my faceless journey, it is on Instagram and TikTok as the Cozy Anonymous Club. If you want to come get cozy with me, we're learning how to find comfort outside of our comfort zone. So
I love that.
Come join me.
I love that. Thank you guys so much for watching and listening. Don't forget to follow me on social media at @mafiansures. Don't forget to follow I Miss Me on social media at I Miss Me Podcast everywhere. And don't forget to go get your No Name hoodie to No Name Project CO. I love you guys. I will see you guys on our next episode. And don't forget that we're all strangers healing together. With love, Mafi.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.